marriage, hauntings, murder. We've got it all. A husband and wife talking about all things real, scary, and truthful. Welcome to our podcast.
Hi.
What's up, what's up?
I'm sick.
Yikes.
So, you're welcome. I'm still here. Eric was just like, well, we can record it tomorrow. I'm like, no, people are counting on us.
End of podcast.
I'm here. I don't feel terrible. I'm just tired. Like, I've been sick for 2 days, and I'm just a little tired now. Like, it's not the COVID.
We don't think.
I had an upset stomach, and I was throwing up, if you must know. I'm just tired. I just want to lay around and watch Gilmore Girls, really. Like, that's really all
or
I want to do.
Yellowstone.
Or Gilmore Girls, because it makes me feel good.
Trying to get her to watch the first episode of Yellowstone.
I will.
Just to see if she likes it.
But, you know, when you're sick, you just want to watch certain things, and I just want to lay here and watch Gilmore Girls. That's all I want to do.
Well, we have two TVs, so.
You can have the living room TV. I'll take the dumb TV in the bedroom. Yeah, the dumb smart TV.
It's the bigger TV, though.
Well, so. It's also got a bed. Where I shall be shortly. So, I'm here. You're welcome.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, people of the internet.
Thank God.
I'd like to thank Bucky Barnes for existing. I just turned around and saw his picture on the wall.
I'd like to thank Margot Robbie for existing.
I'd like to thank Steve Rogers as well. And Baby Yoda for being so cute. Amen.
Onward.
I'm sick. I don't know where my brain is. My friend Ashley's, I've been talking to her and like, I'll say something and I'm like, I don't know what I just meant to say. So I'm sorry. She probably thinks I'm insane. So Ashley, if you're listening, sorry. My brain. I've even been like, I don't even like, I'm just losing it.
I try to get her to do it tomorrow, but she won't listen. So
no, we gotta be here for the people.
It can be a day late.
I want a snack and I want to lay down. That's all I want to do. I need to go to the gym, but I also need to sleep for 12 hours. That's just whatever. So, welcome to our podcast. We're so glad that you're here.
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
If I pause to throw up, it's fine. It's fine. Other than that, we really haven't done anything. There's no update on any cases because I looked today. I just want some updates, but whatever. Whatever. There is some banging music happening on our street. Wow. I don't know. We don't really know where it's coming from, but it's loud.
I got a couple ideas.
And it's proud. So they're having a good time. But so if the dogs start barking, it's because
we're not shutting it down.
They're
time.
Partying. We can't help it. You're just going to have to deal with it. Okay.
Deal with the dogs.
Deal with it.
Package deal.
So today's. I found on Reddit, I've never heard of this before, and I had a lot of thoughts, right? Had a lot of thoughts when this was happening, because I just don't understand, but that's fine, I guess. I guess that's the point of this. So, we'll just hop right into it. You want to hop right into it?
Yeah, more than anything.
He's like, my God, she's been sick. She's crazy. Just let her fucking watch Gilmore Girls.
Yeah, and I'm sitting right next to her, so.
Yeah, so I'm just breathing my germs all over him. So this case comes to us from Iowa, and it is a cold case. So another one that doesn't – I feel like we need to have one that has a resolution. I feel like lately we did a cult, and then we've done two that don't have a resolution. I feel like next week's I need to have a resolution. So I'll promise that. Next week, I'll either do a haunting or we'll have a resolution. I'm so sorry I've been, like, unsolved lately. It's really just been on my mind. Yeah, I just can't. Okay, so today's comes from iowacoldcases.org, where you can literally look up all the cold cases in Iowa.
That has to be a thing for every state.
I know. I'm like, now I need to know about Missouri. And if I find one, I'm never going to get off of it. So I'm really sorry in advance. But this is the cold case of Cody James and Gary Harker, and they were both 30 years old. They were from Davenport, Iowa. They went missing on Christmas of 1979, and their bodies were found in April of 1980. So.
Damn, go missing on Christmas?
I know.
That's the opposite of a Christmas
miracle.
It's not
a good Christmas. So, here's what's up. Cody and Gary met at high school in Illinois, and they were great friends after graduation. Their birthdays were even 1 month apart. So when I read it, all I could think of was Jersey Shore, because we've been watching Jersey Shore also, like it's going out of style at bedtime. And Mike and Polly's birthdays are a day apart, and for some reason, that's all I can think of, because we need a new TV show. If you have a new TV show, my God, let us know.
Please, because Jersey Shore sucks.
So it says, not surprisingly, they were together on Christmas Day in 1979, painting Cody's wood carving shop. So later in the day, they stop painting and hop into his 1965 black Chevrolet pickup truck. They had an air compressor to deliver in Rock Island, Illinois, and afterwards they went to pick up a $500 payment in Davenport. It says, the two knew that they had enemies and wanted to be prepared, and they had gone so far as to give a roll of film to a friend with explicit instructions, if anything happens to us, develop this film. So what does that make you think of? What's the first thing that popped into your head?
Drugs.
Okay, so we're very different. Because the first thing that popped into my mind was Making a Murderer, the Teresa Holbrook videos. And she was like, if I die at a young age, don't be surprised.
No.
That's the first thing I thought of. And maybe, I was like, why do people keep doing this?
If they knew something was up, I wouldn't have went.
Well.
Without Johnny Law.
Some people don't do that. So it says that Gary lived in Rock Island, Illinois, with his wife, Marie, and it said she, too, had reason to worry about the risky business in which her husband and his friend became involved with. She was also into her third trimester, and they were soon to have a baby. So let me tell you something, men. If you're into some shitty things, don't get a damn wife. Let's just start there.
Okay. Women, don't marry a guy's into shitty things.
Well, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying maybe she didn't know.
Bullshit.
Okay. Also, women, don't marry men that are into shitty things. I know it's hard for us, but let's not do it.
Everybody likes the bad boys.
So it says, Cody and Gary delivered the compressor to Rock Island, and they headed down to Davenport that night, but they never arrived to pick up their $500. Dun, dun, dun.
So they delivered.
They were never.
Not an air compressor.
They were never seen alive again.
They were never seen, period, again, right?
No. That's not true. So.
It wasn't just an air compressor.
On February 22nd of 1980, the black pickup truck that sat parked on the 600 block of Iowa Street in Davenport, in a bed of full grass, branches, and other debris and snow, was tagged as an abandoned vehicle. So they were like, abandoned. You know what we got to do here? We're going to put it up for auction, because that's what people do. So on March 3rd, okay, let me just pause for a second. This is where, in my mind, it's odd. But
It's already odd.
No, you're going to see. So on March 3rd, the cops had it towed to Road and Wrecker Services Yard in Davenport, where it would be held for the minimum 40 days stipulated by city ordinance before being put up for auction. So I'm going to say that again. The cops had it delivered to a mechanic's place where it was held for 40 days.
Well, that's what you do with this.
No. I'm just wanting to put this in your brain, because this is where, to me, it gets fucking weird. But whatever, I'm not the cops or the mechanics. So, they held it for 40 days. A certified letter was sent to the truck's registered owner. Obviously, it was unanswered. So, they were like, great. Normal. We're going to put it up for auction.
Normal procedure.
So, on Thursday, April 24th of 1980, 5 days before Gary's 31st birthday, James Sperling Jr. and his brother Richard, James was 25 and Richard was 19, spotted the black truck at the Davenport. Here we go. Ready? Are you ready? I'm going to say this out loud, loudly. The Davenport police auction. The Popo. It was a police auction. So let me just ask you, do you think Okay. So say you had a place, say you had an auction place, right? Whatever it's called. An auctioneer place. I don't know.
An auction.
So if I was to bring you something, a bed, a truck, a trunk, a bookshelf, whatever, wouldn't you go through it and make sure there was nothing like weird, no drugs, no fucking crack pipes, no bodies, no whatever?
If it came from the police station, probably not.
No, I'm saying even, okay, so if you were the police that picked it up, wouldn't you search it?
Well, yeah, I mean,
if you were the mechanics, wouldn't you search it?
Not the mechanic.
Okay, well.
Because if it came from a cop, I'd be like, well, they already cleaned all this shit out of here.
Yeah, well, you'd think. So, like I said, James and Richard spotted the black pickup at the police auction in Davenport.
Well, look, you never trust a police officer, and you never trust anybody else, period.
Oh, I'll be sure to tell that to all the police officers we both know and love.
Well, that's fine.
So, they had a truck. It needed repaired, and they were like, this black Chevrolet would be perfect for salvage parts, right? Like, it's what we need, blah, 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 whatever. So, at around noon and $140 later, the pickup truck belonged to them. And they drove it away to their father's farm in, Muscatine? I don't know. County Farm. So, a few hours later, the elder brother, James, noticed a foul odor coming from the truck.
Is there a body in this truck?
Just listen. He drove it out to a field where he could empty the grass and branches from the pickup truck's bed. He went to grab a shovel to begin shoveling out the debris, when all of a sudden, he noticed a boot.
So there's a body.
Keep listening. He tried to pull it out, but it wouldn't move, and that's when he saw a leg with a bug crawling across it and realized, oh my God, there's a body in this truck. So he was like,
a body in a truck.
Just please continue listening. He said he initially thought the smell came from maybe a dead animal and he was going to go home and call the cops, but he was like, wait a minute, I don't know. So I'm going to keep searching before. And that's when he discovered the second set of boots and the second body that was in the bed of this truck. So this is where I was like, can we pause for a second? So the cops had it, the mechanics had it, and then this auction place had it. And none of these people thought, I'm going to either A, clean it out, B, search for it to see that these people that have been missing for almost a year are maybe in it. There's any clues, nothing. All these people were like, fuck it. This truck's fine. Put it up for sale. We're not going to clean it out.
You got to ask the size of these fellas. Were they little people?
Because
you could have a little person in a bed.
They weren't little people. They were regular sized people.
Then you can't hide a bed.
Because there are also pictures.
You can't hide a person. And it'd be hard to hide a little person,
but you can do it. So three places were in possession of this truck and not one person thought to look in it or in the fucking, nobody was like, there's even just like branches in the back of this truck. We'll clean it out. But they were like, nah, we'll just leave it. None of this is so strange to me, but I'm not an FBI agent, I guess, whatever. So he found the second body and instantly called the cops, which duh. But at this point I would have been like, well, obviously the cops don't care because there's two bodies in this truck and they didn't notice it 40 days ago, but whatever.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah. So the Davenport police said that the bodies had probably been in the truck about 60 days.
Damn, 2 months?
Yeah.
It's a long time.
And not one person.
Not one person smelled the body?
Smelled it or looked in it or nothing.
You wouldn't have had to look. 60 days, you've been smelling it. 30 days.
30 days. That's what I'm thinking.
15 days, you've been smelling it.
It says,
depending on the heat.
Officials determined that both James and Harker had been struck in the head with a wedge normally used for tree cutting because no foreign objects were found inside the bodies. They weren't shot. They weren't beaten to death. They were just bludgeoned in the head. And that's what happened. Said Police Chief Kenneth Conlon confirmed that the truck had been sold at the PD's auction, but said the police department wasn't responsible for cleaning abandoned vehicles towed to the pound. But somebody should have. Why didn't the pound? Nobody thought to look in this truck of two people that are missing.
That's not what you do with a
But I'm saying
these, just take it
but
go.
these people are missing. You would think that it would have been held as some
unless
sort of
evidence.
Unless the
truck wasn't registered to either one of them.
It said it was, because I literally said a few sentences ago that they called the owner of the truck and he obviously didn't answer because he was dead. So if he didn't answer, maybe think, okay, well, maybe we should search the truck.
Okay.
That would
have been the police.
That's just common sense in
so
my
if
mind.
If there was no missing persons, though, they wouldn't have known.
Well, they knew they were missing. The wife obviously did, because she had his baby. So it says, by late May, police said that they were looking for three people in the double slaying that they believed was drug-related.
Knew it.
It says the drugs they stated may have been amphetamines. They did not, however, identify any suspects.
Clearly meth.
Marie Harker said that at the time she knew her husband, quote unquote, set up drug deals for other people, but that Gary, quote unquote, knew I didn't want him to be dealing.
I just can smell a drug dealer.
The new mother denied allegations by neighbors who had complained that her husband dealt drugs out of his wood carving shop. Witnesses say that the truck bed had been cleaned out the morning the two men disappeared. So again,
I should have been a detective.
So
or
again,
I think I'm in the wrong line of
business.
I
obviously need to be an FBI agent because
well, I knew it was
mofos.
Drugs immediately.
Well, yeah, but I'm so baffled at the fact
people
that
people don't get killed for nothing
that,
but drugs.
That three people were in possession, three businesses were in possession of this truck, and not one motherfucker decided to
people
look
don't
in
get
it.
Killed unless it's drugs or people they're smuggling.
But I don't even care about that. My thing is that not one person thought maybe we should look in this
well,
truck
look,
for these
cop
missing
sees a,
people.
A vehicle on the side of the road. And there's no missing persons report filed.
But
then
there
just
was.
Take the truck. You didn't say there was.
But I'm set up here.
Just because
I
the
literally
wife
said
thought that there was missing. She didn't
no,
know.
No, it said. Let me find it. I can't find. I don't.
They
know
They just
where
take
I
it and go.
But
call,
somebody,
call a record.
Three people were in possession of this truck and not one. And
I mean, I would have found the body.
And then I'm like, you were going to put it up for auction. You wouldn't clean it out first. That's like, if I was going to put something up for
That's
auction, I would make sure
though.
That it was clean. But whatever. So, on the 25th anniversary of their death, a friend, one who had been entrusted with a roll of film, opened up his nightstand, pulled out the photos, and was like, I'm going to turn this into the cops. So, this person already sounds shifty to me, because why would you hold on to this motherfucker for 25 years? I feel like as soon as they went missing, I'd be like, hey.
He was part of the drug deal.
Right. I trust no one.
Gotta be a statute of limitations.
I trust no one
something.
At this point. So, on December 17th, 2004... Davenport police announced that they were renewing the investigation into the double homicide after a friend of the victims handed over photographs from a roll of film given to him by the victims before they died. It says, quote unquote, he turned over the photos of the suspects we believe are involved in the killing. Detective Greg Keller said in an article published on December 18th, 2004. Keller, who had started looking into the case after a February tip to Davenport's police, said that he read the case and he had filed multiple jurisdictional investigation in 1980 that could be reignited due to computer databases that made it easier for police to follow leads and connect evidence. A renewed multi-state hunt for the killers began. So I don't trust anybody at this point.
Look, if I committed a murder 25 years ago, I ain't getting busted with it now. I guarantee that.
Well, this guy was like, guess what? It's been 25 years. I guess I'll put the shit up.
That's
so,
bullshit.
Keller said a drug supplier was involved in the killings and that when he first opened the file, the first crime case had been renewed since 1996. He found, quote unquote, there weren't things that were done that needed to be done. No fucking shit.
No shit.
Let me just get up in here and tell you guys.
No shit.
No shit. So, many of the people the victims hung around were involved in drugs and would not go to the police, obviously, in 1979 or 1980. Holy shit. I'm so worked up, I can't even talk. Keller told the Times, but 25 years later, they're more willing to answer questions because, obviously, they're not involved in drugs anymore. Well, clean the truck out.
What's the statute of limitations? There has to be
I don't
one.
Know.
That's why.
The ones talking now, he said, were the same ones who listened to James and Harker talk about the concerns for their safety a quarter century ago. People talking to us are speaking freely and not fearing retaliation. The soil and the shrubbery found in the truck was tested to determine whether it matched similar materials from a suspected murder site, though the police would not disclose the location. Okay.
It's like every case we do, the cops are just so fucking dumb. Stupid. Like, I'm not a cop. I don't know what the day-to-day is of being a cop.
But I don't feel like it's being dumb.
I don't know what it takes to be a cop, obviously.
I'm related to a cop, and he doesn't act like this.
Yeah, but he's like fucking Rambo.
We know cops in our town that we live in, and he's they like don't act like that. Like, it's crazy. We live in a tiny baby town, and they're not stupid, so come on.
He was like Trooper of the fucking year.
So, let's see. Detective Sergeant...
He could spot a drunk driver from 2 miles away. Yeah. With his eyes
Detective
closed.
Sergeant Greg Glandon, one of the two Davenport officers who towed the truck in the 80s, told the Time that he remained optimistic about the direction of the renewed investigation. It had already turned up hair and blood samples of old evidence. Why didn't you fucking test it then? Okay. This case makes me disgusted. So, in May of 2004, an evidence technician used a chemical process just being developed at the time of the slayings to find fingerprints on evidence discovered in the truck with the bodies. It's a combination of it all, Glendon said. A lot of the times with older cases, you don't have a direction to go. People who have knowledge about the case may think we already know, and we don't. That may be the thing that we need. Mm. Well, yeah, 25 years ago. So on December 23rd of 2004, Keller announced that the photos on the roll of the film were believed to be have taken in California. It said, Keller stopped short of describing the two men as suspects, but said that they could lead the police to the killers. Investigators, he said, had learned that both James and Harker traveled frequently to California to obtain supplies of drugs. Davenport police contacted the Marion County Sheriff's Department in California, which identified one man after the photos were passed around among retired law enforcement. They were published in the newspaper in hopes that the men would be recognized by locals. It is a last-ditch effort to get these people identified, Keller said, adding that the more they investigate work was taking place locally, and the publication of the photos was a last-ditch effort for out there. So I don't have a fucking clue. So this is a picture. This are the pictures of the people that were on the camera. It says, police are, and I will post these on Instagram and Facebook, obviously, so you can see them too. It is a paper from a news clipping that's with the pictures of the two men, obviously from the 70s. It says, police are trying to identify these two men seen in the photos about a murder in 79. It says, of course, these photos didn't come out until years, years, years and later. If you know any information, please call.
But the guy on the left looks like he wanted to be a WWF superstar, but did too many drugs. The guy on the right definitely took
the guy on the right reminds path. The guy on the right reminds me of someone, but I can't figure out who it is.
He definitely took a career path of embalming people.
But he reminds me of somebody. I honestly can't figure out who it is. But I mean, from 1980 to now, these people would look completely, totally fucking different. So there's no way.
He's still rocking that mustache.
No way.
Guaranteed.
And then here's a picture of Gary
Poison family
and Cody, from the newspaper. And again, I'll post them on Instagram, but this case really bothers me because I'm just like, I don't understand how this truck had at least 3 businesses own it, and not one motherfucking person.
There's two bodies in it. Nobody's seen them.
That's what I'm saying. There's 3 places: the police station.
And these ain't little people. They look like normal size.
The police station, the mechanics place, and then the auction. And not one person was like, "These people are missing. Maybe we should look in this truck." Or not even that. We're going to put this truck up for auction. Maybe let's clean it up a bit. Not one person decided. And I honestly think that is the shadiest part about it. And I don't like it. And listen up, police officers. If you're listening, by chance, what the fuck were you thinking? Please email me at marriagehauntingsandmurder@gmail.com. Or actually, I think it's just marriagehauntingsmurder@gmail.com. Please email me what you were thinking.
GetAFuckingClue.com.
Honestly. I fucking can't. I can't because it's so obvious. Like, you didn't think to look. This really is, it's very upsetting. It's
a
truck.
Was it a single cab, crew cab, standard cab?
It doesn't matter. They didn't look. It does matter, though. They didn't look in the bed that had fucking a shit ton of leaves. The bodies were in the bed. The bodies were in the bed of the truck that had leaves and debris over it.
Was there a bed cover?
They didn't. No, it was just an open thing with leaves and debris over it, and not one person looked. You guys are fucking stupid, and I hope you're listening because this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Whoever picked the vehicle up.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard.
May not have looked at it. Would have just immediately called a tow truck either way.
Nobody looked at it.
You're all fucking stupid.
You're all stupid. It makes me very upset because all I can think of is if this was me and this was my husband or my family or somebody in three
or just
businesses.
My dead fucking body.
Three businesses
somebody
had.
Find me, bro. Find me.
Three businesses had this thing of my husband or my brother or my dad or my sister or whoever. And not one of you dummies just thought to look. That's very disheartening and it's very disgusting and I cannot stand it. And
but
I'm sorry that
I'm
so mad.
It's very realistic. People are dumb as shit these
I
days.
Can't. It's very upsetting. It's upsetting because I'm like, they could have been found and maybe the men in this picture could have been found and not one person did anything. It's very disheartening and upsetting. And I almost didn't want to do it because this case literally made me so upset because what the fuck are you doing? Yeah. Like, nobody did a damn thing. It's shady. It's shifty. You're shady Dickens and I don't like it. Like,
you should have found the bodies.
Wrap it up in a bow. That's how I feel. You're welcome, man. Goodbye. Like,
you know, a 2-year-old high fever would have found those
like
bodies.
Like, I can't. And these people have it for like a day. And they're like, something's fucking smelly. And they find bodies. And the cops are like, oh, duh.
Should look 2 months ago. But
it's like
they,
I
almost. The thing crazy thing, they weren't even little people.
And it's like I almost need to stop talking about it. Because
you can't
I just
find,
get
you
really
can't
upset.
A grown man and fucking 2 grown men in a bed of a truck.
Like, even me. Like, I am short. I'm like 5'0".
I own a truck.
You would still find me. Yeah, you would find me. You could find our dogs. Like, it's so stupid. It's so stupid. It's just so stupid. It's so stupid. It's so stupid. I'm sorry. I'm so upset.
They should have instead of the box surgery, they should have a botched police show.
Yeah. I would be like, I would have figured this out in a day, you dummies.
Botched investigation.
I feel like we need to talk about something happy for a second because I'm just like, it really stresses me out.
I feel like all the things we talk about are so fucking, people are so fucking
stupid. You guys are stupid. Ugh. Especially because
I
know,
when I was like nine.
I know police officers. Like, I'm not related to every police officer. I have an uncle that's cop. I have friends that are cops. I had an uncle that was in the FBI. Like, but I don't obviously am not obviously related to cops, but all of my people that are friends that are cops aren't stupid. I'm related to two people that were in police force. They're not stupid. My friends aren't stupid. Random people that I've had to call the cops on and come to my house for aren't stupid. So I don't understand.
Well, it's
what
also,
is
most
so
of the ones we talk about
dumb.
Are from like 40 years ago.
Well, apparently, thank God you've gotten smarter, is all I can say.
Training was different.
My God. It's just, like, my dogs could have solved this case.
Yeah, for real. I got, like, a bunch of nieces and nephews, and they're, like, children. They could have solved this.
Like, what? How old is my youngest cousin? Like, 3? They could have found this body. Like, my God. I'm so upset. Let's talk about the mappy.
I got 2 twin boy nephews. They're, like, 6, and they could have figured this out. They had to figure out who done it, but they had to found the fucking bodies.
It's so dumb. I know. That's what makes me so mad. I can't. Let's talk about something else. Christmas
is
coming.
Well, this is what we talk about. It's a fucking podcast.
Christmas is coming. Have you bought us any presents yet? What gifts are you sending us? I love Disney and Harry Potter. Thanks.
We don't have any gifts, but shout out Derek and Ashton.
And Ashton, if you're listening, what the fuck are you doing on Snapchat? Did you delete it? Did you not?
Snapchat
of me. Eric said you Snapchatted him, and I Snapchatted you back a while ago, and you
this
didn't Snapchat me back.
This ain't what this podcast is about. If you got beef, you take it up outside.
I got beef, but he's not snapping me back. I can't. Let's throw a happy. Let's think of happy. What is something good that happened this week to you?
Shit.
Nothing. You can't think of one good thing that happened to you this week?
No. That's I failed a test this week.
Depressing.
I had to work. 70 hours this week, so.
What a depressing life you lead.
Well, this week.
I have been.
Somebody could have found me in the bed of a fucking truck this week.
I've been sick this week, but I've had good things.
Somebody could have found me after 60 days of being dead in a truck this week.
What a depressing life you lead. I'm trying to do good things and you're not participating. So,
well,
you're the worst as well.
Thanksgiving's coming up.
Putting you with these cots.
I had a happy.
We'll call it a happy. At the end of the episodes that are very stressful, we're going to say happy things.
Look, I'm not stressed. These people are just fucking stupid.
I said at a stressful episode, I didn't say you were stressed. If you would listen.
It's not really that stressful. These people are just so fucking stupid.
Can I speak? Damn.
Onward.
There's going to be a crime happening in this episode. I was sick and I had good things. I had people buy from my Etsy shop. You bought me Christmas tree cakes. It's the little things. Because it's Christmas tree cake season, motherfuckers, and I love Christmas tree cake season.
Yeah, 2 months worth of Christmas tree cakes.
So if you want to, if you want to send us a gift, I will accept little Debbie cake Christmas tree cakes. I will always accept them.
No, but we'll
drop them off on my porch.
We'll check them first, though.
Yeah, don't poison me.
I ain't trying to end up in a bit of a truck, for 2 months.
Yeah, it's Christmas tree cake season, man. It's the best season. And I love Halloween, but Christmas tree cakes are the most delicious things.
I think they make fall cakes the same thing, though.
No, nothing tastes like a Christmas tree cake.
But I think they make the same kind of thing.
But they don't taste the same.
Whatever.
Christmas tree cakes bring me joy.
I'm going to put you in a truck. Hope these cops investigate.
Christmas tree cakes are... I can't even just like, because I even like just regular zebra cakes.
Ugh, gross.
Christmas tree cakes are superior to every cake. No. And I love oatmeal cream pies. Christmas tree cakes are way better. What's
your favorite little Debbie cake minus Christmas tree cakes?
Oatmeal cream pies.
That's pretty good.
I'm not a Twinkie person. I'm not a big Twinkie person. They kind of taste like a sponge.
If you like Star Crunch, then I'm with you.
I don't like that.
Oh, well. Can you file a divorce for not liking Star Crunch?
I mean, probably.
Is that grounds for divorce?
Like a difference. What is it? What do they say?
Irreconcilable.
Differences or whatever.
Yeah, Star Crunch.
I guess.
Oh, I guess I'll call a lawyer tomorrow.
Whatever.
First, I'm going to clean out the bed of my truck.
Christmas tree cakes are just put a bunch of leaves in everything. I don't even care. But what did you say a while ago? We have some dog treats that Eric are like. Eric's like, man, I would eat these.
They smell good as hell.
I can't. Are there? It's like a vanilla flavor.
I don't know something. What it is. Smells like a sugar cookie.
Yeah, they smell really good. I almost want to try one, but then I'm like, oh.
Where's Derek
when you need him? Yeah.
Shout out Derek and Ashton.
Derek, come back.
We'll see you on Thanksgiving, I'm sure.
Right. If Derek comes over and tries one of these cookies, I'll post it on Instagram. And
we don't shout out Trevor, but. They said that they were going to come down for Thanksgiving, so.
They did?
Well, they have to go to their dad's
house. Boo-boos. So. Well, if they come down, we'll talk Derek into trying one of these cookies, and we'll post it on Instagram. And
I want to see him eat a whole bag of dog cookies because he thought they were normal cookies.
He ate that one. We had those really nasty, like, eggplant and whatever, and he ate one of those.
Oh, I seen Derek gum down a whole fucking bag of those treats.
It's disgusting.
And then told his dad, he was like, dang, those cookies were good. Where'd you get them? And
he's his like, dad, Petco.
Steve came in, he's like, dude, those were for the fucking dog. He's like, oh, yeah, well, they're so good.
Petco. But, like, the treats that I make for our dogs you could eat, like, it's just, like, peanut butter and pumpkin and some, like, flour. Like, I mean, they're not bad for you. They probably just taste horrible.
I'm thinking about gumming down a couple of those.
So, yeah. Welcome to today's episode. Stressful and horrible, and I hate it. And you're welcome.
Yeah, if there's any Hawkeyes out there, if you got any information, let us know.
Let us know. Marriage Hauntings and Murder. No, I keep lying. MarriageHauntingsMurder@gmail.com. But if you know any more about it, you can email us or you can tell us on Facebook or Instagram.
Or
because
I'm
really interested. Or yeah, just call the cops. Maybe not the Davenport cops. Just other different cops.
Or call me. Email us.
Marriage Hauntings Murder.
If you get a tip or something, we'll call them.
I'll call the cops for you. But yeah, so that's today's. I hate it, and you're welcome, and I'm sorry, and I love you. But I hate it. I knew. I was like, the more that I talk about this, the more upset that I'm going to get. This is the problem. So I'll go ahead and say this to you guys. If you're still listening at this point, I got a little stressed out, and that's fine. I am a very empathetic person. So sometimes when I read about something or we start talking about something, I get bothered and I get upset. And I get like even when I'm looking for stuff, like I'll get really deep into stuff or I'll read just a bunch of different stuff trying to find what I want to talk about. And it really bothers me. So if there's like a day where we're late or we don't have one that week, it's because sometimes this shit is just very heavy and it weighs on me differently than it does other people. Eric can attest to that. It's very, you aren't looking up hours of people being murdered either.
I don't give a shit about it, but Ashley does.
It's just when you're 3 hours deep in a day of reading about people murdered, it gets really tough. And sometimes I just have to take a step back. So if there's ever a time where we're gone or we're late, it's just rough. I read a lot of rough stuff and sometimes there's pictures, which is also horrible. And it's just I know that we come on here and we make jokes and we're trying not to make it as hard as it is, but it's fucking rough. I mean, these are people, you know, it was still somebody. And sometimes it's just harder than others. Like this one really bothers me because it just doesn't make any fucking sense.
If there's like children and shit involved, I'm not down with that, but
yeah, it's just sometimes it's hard.
I mean, I'll talk about it.
Sometimes things are rough. Sometimes, I mean, it's just because sometimes, I try also not to look up stuff that you've heard before. Like, I have never heard of this before. So I also try to find things that we've never heard of. And that means I'm reading a lot of stuff for hours or days. And it gets a little hard to breathe sometimes. So, like, this episode really, it just rubs me the wrong way because I feel like it could have been completely different for these guys and their families, and I just don't like it. So that's why I get a little upset sometimes, and serious time is over, and I'm sorry, but it's just the way that it is. Sometimes it's just rough, and today's episode, it just bothers me, because I don't feel like anything was done the way that it should have been done. Nothing about this.
Yeah, drug runners are not. They're still people.
Well, not even that. I don't care what they did. Nothing about looking for these people was done correctly. They were in their own vehicle and nothing was done. They were literally in possession of their bodies and nothing was done. And it's just disgusting. And I know that people aren't like that now. If you're a cop and you're listening, I know you guys, well, I'll say most of you aren't. Some cops are still shitty people, but not all of them. But it's such a different time. Back then, it was like they were like, we can't find them, fuck it. And maybe I just need to look up more crimes now. What are we doing now in the 2000s where people are actually looking? If it's a missing persons, we're going to look them up now. Because fuck. But like I said, next week, we're going to do something that has an ending.
Hopefully it has some resolution.
Resolution or like a haunting something.
Hauntings don't have resolution.
Well, but it doesn't make you want to scream.
It depends on how scary
it is. Again, depends on how scary it is. You might want to scream. God help us all. Woo, baby. If you were thinking of ordering any of our merchandise for Christmas, you still have time, I think, to do standard shipping, but not much longer. So you can head to the link in the description to get your very own marriage, hunting, and murder super cool merchandise. We've got all kinds of stuff, socks, phone cases, shirts, basically everything you could think of, all different kinds of colors, all different kinds of styles. You can get whatever you want. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We also have a Twitter. And if you want to support the podcast, you can go to the link in our bio. And you can also find us now on Ko-Fi. Be ko-fi.com/mhauntingsm. You can buy us a coffee, which is not a monthly commitment like if you support the podcast on Anchor. And we'll still shout you out if you buy us a coffee. So that's real cool, too. That way, people that want to help but can't do the monthly thing, you can still do that. Super cool. You can find it in our Instagram bio. Other than that, I think I'm going to go eat some chips and watch some Gilmore Girls and cool off. What do you think?
We're going to watch the first episode of Yellowstone.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay, well, I'm going to buy them and watch the rest of them without you.
I just don't want to do it today.
It's too late.
Oh, it's too late.
You missed out.
It's too late, ma'am.
It's too late.
Do you have anything to say?
I don't.
Nothing. Do you hear Benny breathing really hard? Because he's being petted like a good boy. I'm sorry if this episode stressed you out. It really just bothered me. I'm sorry. Well, I won't say I'm sorry if this episode. I'm sorry if I stressed you out. It just got really. I got really upset because it just was really shitty the way that it was handled. But you know what can you do? What can you do? You can't change what other people do. No. You just got to live with it. My mantra for the day. Mantra for the day. You do you, boo boo.
Okay. Got really urban.
And on that note, I'm going to go eat some chips. We'll scare you later. Bye.
I was going to hold it for the whole time.
Yeah. Bye. Bye.